After 20-plus years in the medical device industry, Rob Chase had an epiphany.
I noticed that the healthcare industry was a bit behind other industries in the adoption of sustainable practices. So it was a challenge. Can we redesign the surgical products in a way that offers sustainability, performance, and be able to make them at a cost that the hospitals will want to pay?
His answer was to found NewGen Surgical, a San Rafael-based startup meant to combine a commitment to environmental stewardship with his professional background.
NewGen Surgical was founded in 2012, and our focus is on rethinking and redesigning many of the single-use plastic disposable products that are used in the millions in the operating rooms throughout the United States and worldwide.
The company's about to bring out their first product, a sustainably manufactured surgical skin stapler.
We've eliminated 69% of the plastic that's used in the production of the device, and we've substituted sugarcane, or the byproduct of sugarcane harvest, which is called bagasse. It's this thick fibrous material. So we upcycle that and create the handle and the body of our device. And through the process, we've reduced the amount of energy used in production by 67%.
And he's done this while keeping his new product cost competitive.
We've really focused on how do we create efficiencies? How can we design it in a way so that we could manufacture it at a price that would allow us to sell it at what the hospitals are currently paying? We don't want to have to charge a premium for a sustainable product because we thought that that would be a barrier to widespread adoption.
Chase explains that he chose to debut with this particular device quite deliberately, beginning with the fact that they are widely used yet discarded immediately.
There are many different companies making these products, but they all look pretty much the same and they all do the same thing. So I thought it was a great opportunity to rethink it and redesign it through the lens of sustainability. The other thing is that a skin stapler touches many different specialties. Gynecologists use it, thoracic surgeons use it, general surgeons use it. So I felt it was an opportunity to touch a lot of different people in the hospital.
Prototypes have been developed and tested in some local hospitals, a process called clinical validation. Now, as he ramps up to begin distributing and selling the NewGen skin stapler, Chase believes the industry is ready to embrace it.
There's a big movement towards greening the healthcare industry and towards sustainability. As an industry, they're really moving towards the purchase of more sustainable products. And ours is just one of many that I hope to see in the coming years.
He also hopes his initiative will help stimulate that evolution within the healthcare industry.
This is the first plant-based medical device that's been created. And as this gets out into more widespread use, I think it'll spur other manufacturers to start looking at how they can design products through the lens of sustainability, not just focused on performance or cost, but also looking at how do we make it so that it's good for the planet, too.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.